Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tales of Two Americas: Stories of Inequality in a Divided Nation is a 2017 anthology edited by John Freeman that gathers essays, poems, and short fiction from 36 contemporary writers. Rather than presenting inequality as an abstract policy issue, the book examines how economic hardship and social division are lived in daily experience across the United States. Its scope reaches beyond major cities to rural towns, small industrial communities, and overlooked regions where opportunity, security, and dignity are unevenly distributed. The collection addresses poverty, homelessness, racism, immigration, labor precarity, and the lingering effects of political polarization, especially in the aftermath of the 2016 election. Freeman frames the project as an effort to build a more humane way of talking about inequality, one grounded in attention, empathy, and shared stories. As a literary anthology, it stands at the intersection of social commentary and contemporary literature. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inequality is shown as a lived condition, not just a statistic. A central strength of the anthology is its refusal to treat inequality as an abstract measurement. Freeman and the contributing writers focus on what economic disparity feels like in real lives: unstable work, housing insecurity, family stress, and the daily humiliation that can accompany poverty. This matters because numbers can show scale, but they often fail to reveal the human cost of scarcity. By using literary forms, the book makes inequality legible through experience, rather than through data alone. That approach also broadens the reader's understanding of who is affected. The collection does not limit hardship to a single region or demographic. It presents inequality as a structural condition that shapes multiple kinds of lives, from people in struggling urban neighborhoods to those in rural areas and small towns. The result is a portrait of inequality as both material and emotional, affecting identity, relationships, and a person's sense of future possibility. Secondly, the anthology connects class, race, ethnicity, and gender instead of isolating one cause. The book is not built around a single explanation for division in America. Instead, it shows how economic inequality overlaps with racism, immigration status, gendered vulnerability, and historical exclusion. This intersectional approach is important because it reflects how disadvantage actually works. People do not experience class, race, and gender separately, but together. Some pieces emphasize the long reach of racism, including how it structures opportunity and belonging. Others address the treatment of immigrants and the way legal or cultural boundaries intensify insecurity. The collection also acknowledges that class itself is not uniform, since working-class life can be shaped differently, depending on race, place, and family history. By arranging diverse voices side by side, the anthology resists simplistic arguments about one root cause. It encourages readers to see inequality as a system of connected pressures that reinforce one another and make social mobility harder to achieve. Thirdly, a wide range of literary forms helps the book reach emotional and ethical depth because the anthology includes essays, poems, and short stories. It can approach inequality from several angles at once. Essays can directly name injustice and reflect on social systems. Poems can compress feeling and register grief, anger, or endurance in a more concentrated form. Short fiction can enter imagined lives and reveal the emotional logic of people whose circumstances differ from the author's own. This formal variety is not decorative. It is part of the book's argument. Freeman suggests that discussing inequality requires a new framework, and literary multiplicity helps create it. Different genres can expose different dimensions of experience, from public policy to intimate domestic strain. They also prevent the collection from becoming repetitive, since no single mode can fully capture the complexity of social division. The anthology therefore demonstrates that literature can do something distinct from journalism or social science. It can make structural problems felt through voice, scene, and perspective, while still remaining intellectually serious. Fourthly, the book challenges a narrow urban-centered view of American division. Although inequality is often discussed through the lens of major cities, Freeman explicitly widens the frame. The anthology includes voices that move through Appalachia, the Rust Belt, rural Texas, and other places where economic decline and social fragmentation may be less publicly visible but are no less severe. This geographic expansion is one of the book's key contributions. It shows that inequality is not only a matter of metropolitan housing costs or city labor markets, but also of deindustrialization, rural isolation, shrinking opportunity, and the erosion of local stability. The collection therefore resists the assumption that the nation's divisions are concentrated in a few elite urban centers. It suggests instead that the social compact has weakened across many kinds of communities, though in different ways. That broader map gives the anthology analytical force, because it links local stories to a national pattern without reducing them to a single regional narrative. Lastly, the collection is both a literary project and a moral appeal for attention and care, Freeman's introduction gives the anthology a clear ethical direction. The book is not merely documenting social pain. It is asking readers to respond to it with seriousness, empathy, and practical concern. The emphasis on telling and hearing stories reflects the idea that social isolation and public indifference can deepen suffering. In that sense, the anthology functions as a call to basic kindness and social awareness. Its political context matters as well, since the book appeared after the 2016 election and in a climate of intensified national fracture. Rather than offering a policy program, it offers a change in perception readers are urged to notice those whose lives are shaped by precarity and exclusion. This makes the book stand out from more conventional nonfiction about inequality. It is less interested in argument from statistics than in creating a durable moral vocabulary for thinking about division. That combination of literary quality and civic urgency gives the anthology its distinctive force. In conclusion, Tales of Two Americas is best suited for readers who want to understand inequality through literature, rather than through economics alone. It will be especially rewarding for readers interested in contemporary American social issues, political fracture, race and class relations, and the power of the personal essay, poem, and short story to illuminate public life. The anthology offers practical value by sharpening readers' awareness of how poverty, labor insecurity, racism, and displacement shape ordinary experience. It also has intellectual value because it demonstrates how multiple literary forms can examine one national crisis from many angles without flattening it into a single thesis. What distinguishes this book from similar anthologies is its range of voices combined with its clear moral purpose. Freeman does not simply assemble strong writing around a theme. He creates a coordinated response to a divided country, one that insists inequality is both structural and deeply human. Readers looking for a nuanced, compassionate, and well-curated literary engagement with America's fractures will find it particularly worthwhile. If you would like to support John Freeman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.